There are two different ways to launch Thin Client. Most users will launch the application using desktop icons. If you're using Windows as your operating system, these icons should be visible on your desktop after the application is installed. You can also select the programs from the Start menu. If you use Linux, the icons would need to be added manually. You should launch AlertViz first, then start Cave after AlertViz is up and running. On Windows, you will need to launch both applications manually in this order, or you will get an error. Internal users should be configured to have AlertViz start on login. If for some reason it's not running, you should start it prior to starting Cave. Forecasters on Linux machines can also launch Thin Client from a terminal window. The procedure is similar to starting an operational Cave, except that you need to include the Thin Client component flags for each command. Also, if you want to open a text workstation with your Thin Client, you will need to do that from within Thin Client itself. While possible, you should avoid launching multiple instances of Cave simultaneously, as significant memory problems may occur that can cause negative impacts on system performance. Since external users will access localization and data files from a server at your regional headquarters, you will need to coordinate localization configuration details with your local regional headquarters prior to using Thin Client in an operational setting. Internal users at CWSUs will need to coordinate similar issues with their local WFO.